Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Ahmed Nasir, David Horsewood, and Stuart Wiggins. And I would like to talk about creativity. What role does creativity play in your life? David, kick us off.
Well, it's interesting. Creativity and curiosity often go hand in hand. And I often have a hard time separating them myself. But one thing I've noticed in my own life and in talking with other people is I am less curious. And what I mean by that is less idly curious when I'm on mission. So if I know what I'm trying to do and I know what I'm trying to accomplish, I am much less likely to get distracted. And that's why I think part of this conversation that we'll get to over the next 10 minutes has to be built around, are you on mission or not? Because those not on mission get idly curious about many more things than those who are on mission.
I'd like to jump in on that. And I agree with that to some degree, but I will qualify that by saying that I am constantly curious. And I think that that leads to my creativity. That's part of my mantra of building a team of continuously learning curious leaders. Because in this particular case, as we talk about creativity, that curiosity builds and leads to creativity. In everyday conversations, I keep a conversation going because I'm curious about the person that I'm with. And I'm going to continue to ask them questions so that I can learn. So particularly in a problem-solving exercise, I believe that if you're not continually curious, then you will get stymied at the very first, which you believe to be the solution, when in fact, curiosity leads you to continuously tweak until you become more comfortable with what the solution should be. I agree with you, David. I just look at it from a different view.
Are we saying that to be creative, you have to be curious?
Well, I would assert that to be creative, you don't have to be curious, but focusing specifically on curiosity, I think those on mission are curious about different things than those who don't have a mission. And that's really my main focus, if you will, as I started to think about this concept. I've been curious throughout my life about a wide variety of things. When I have a mission, though, when I'm focused on something, I'm only curious about a very few things. If I'm not on mission, oh my goodness, I could run down 1,000 rabbit holes that really don't accomplish anything and don't serve anyone. So I think it's critically important, if not on mission, to figure out what your mission is. One of my favorite movies ever, and I think we're all of a relatively similar demographic, although we're not necessarily in the same country, but the movie that I'm thinking of is City Slickers. And in City Slickers, the main actor was asked, what's the most important thing? What's the one thing? And most people don't have a one thing. They have multiple one things. And they're constantly bouncing from this thing to that. But when you have one thing, when you have a mission, when you have a focus, you are not distracted by idle curiosity. I'm 100% in favor of curiosity. I am 100% opposed to idle curiosity, just chasing rabbit trails. It just serves no purpose. And while I say that, just most recent thing I got curious about was you, Robin, because you reached out to me and said, would you like to be on one of these podcasts? And I said, yes, I would. And I figured out, I need to figure out how these things work.
Yeah.
So I started watching various podcasts and I was like, hey, this is interesting. I like this. Robin's up to something good. So you sparked curiosity in me. And it's because I have, as a person on mission, narrowed my focus to the things that I allow even to make me curious. And you entered that realm. And you know what? I'm on mission. You made me curious. I decided to investigate. This is a good thing. And I think you should continue because these conversations are a good thing.
Ahmed, I would love to hear from you. Talk to me about creativity and curiosity in your life.
Happy to jump in. Very interesting thoughts here. You know, Picasso said that all children are born artists, but the problem is to remain an artist while growing up. I strongly believe that curiosity and creativity are closely intertwined, in that as we grow up and ask these questions. Unfortunately or fortunately, in some education systems, we are penalized for asking or dissenting in the classroom, which to a great degree hinders creativity. And on creativity, I'd say it is without a doubt, especially when it comes to careers, that without creativity, one cannot really discover their purpose, to what David was alluding to. Like, and for someone that's like me at an early career phase, being curious and also allowing that to allow me to experiment in different aspects of my career allows me to be more creative and experiment horizons that I've never tapped into. So I think fundamentally it comes down to how we use our curiosity to inspire creativity. One last thing here, you know, we all grew up listening to the quote that curiosity killed the cat. But I was curious to know the origin of that idiom, and I Googled it yesterday. Turns out that that is actually incomplete. It goes on to say curiosity kills the cat, but satisfaction brought it back to life. So, I mean, they say that a cat has 9 lives. So maybe asking the right questions is one that fed its satisfaction and brought it back to life. So just wanted to highlight the relationship between both.
That's interesting. So what role do you think that creativity plays for you? I know for me, creativity comes in coming up with subjects for these quick hits. It comes in the way I plant my garden. Like I don't consider myself a creative. That's my husband's realm. He's an artist and a graphic designer. He's a creative, but I do feel like creativity plays a role in my life. What role do you guys think that creativity plays for you specifically?
I think the creativity plays a role in everything that we all do. I mean, when it comes down, when you get out of bed in the morning, you're going to decide how you're going to present yourself to the world that day. That's creativity. And you're taught that at a very young age. And if you had the right parents, you were allowed to explore that creativity through just putting on whatever you wanted at a very young age. You laugh, but it essentially it's true. And then as you go throughout the day, you know, solving problems, dealing with people, particularly meeting new people. My creativity comes from body language of other people and how I'm going to respond to that so that I can get the most out of that relationship. Not selfishly, but how that we can both take that synergy and be more positive together. So I think everything about all day life is creative, be it creativity and how you utilize it.
If you look through the history of the world, there have been inventions, but every invention that has ever been created, to use that term, has been created using things that already existed. So what they took was things already in existence and assimilated them in a fresh way, whether that's physical, like a product, or whether that's more intellectual, like an idea. We can take what someone else created and put it forth in a fresh way.
Love that, David. Thanks for illustrating that. I just want to say that on creativity, there's a couple of ways I apply that. First is in my own workspace. You know, I have a mood board where I tend to doodle and draw things that are kind of on our project sprint map. You know, that helps me then think more creatively. I'm now speaking to you while standing because I strongly believe that one can think on their feet. Mm-hmm. And then there's other times during the day when I'm either sitting or even sitting on the floor even. So I think just working with your workspace in a creative fashion can inspire one to do things more differently. And to David's point on you know, using creativity as a tool for good or a force for good, I strongly believe that's true because I don't believe I am original. I think I'm a product of all the people I've met, the experiences I've shared. And it's only that I use that combination of insights to generate in my work, in my conversations, in my interactions with everyone to see how I can add value in their lives. So that is the element of creativity, of using the combined insight, of being a link in a long chain of givers. And it's really about passing the torch, right? I think all of us are being lit because there are fires. And how can we light a fire when once we are lit? That is fundamentally about applying creativity in our lives.
Well, thank you so much, guys. That is our 10 minutes. I really appreciate this conversation with you about creativity and curiosity. It sparked some interest in my mind. I hope it did for you as well. I look forward to doing it again very soon.